San Ysidro School's at the edge, phone rules now law, and Mason Miller heads to the All-Star Game. The San Ysidro School District is approaching the new school year in a precarious fiscal position. Placed under San Diego County fiscal supervision in January 2026 after projecting deficits of $2.2 million in 2026-27, escalating to over $4 million in subsequent years, the board approved a $4.8 million budget reduction plan in January. The district nonetheless remains under a negative interim certification, meaning it cannot confirm it will meet its financial obligations, because layoff resolutions have not been fully finalized. If the required cuts are not implemented before the school year begins, the district risks exhausting its general fund reserves and triggering direct state intervention. San Ysidro serves a predominantly low-income border community, and students there would feel any further fiscal deterioration most directly. California's Phone-Free School Act, AB 3216, took effect July 1st, requiring every San Diego County school district, charter school, and county education office to have adopted policies limiting or prohibiting phone use during the school day. San Diego Unified was already compliant, having maintained restrictive phone policies for more than 5 years. Districts that had not finalized policies by July 1st are now technically out of compliance with state law. No countywide enforcement action has been announced, but the start of the school year in August is the implementation deadline that carries real consequences. On the field, the Padres dropped a difficult game Thursday night as Arizona's Merrill Kelly held San Diego to a single run. A solo home run by Manny Machado in a 3-1 Diamondbacks win that split the four-game series. Glenn Canning took the loss and now stands at 1-7 with a 6.71 ERA. The Padres fell to 45-46, back below 500. They open a series against the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at Petco Park at 6:40 p.m., with Shane Bieber starting at 0-1 and a 9 RA. The unambiguous bright spot on the roster is closer Mason Miller, the Padres' sole representative on the 2026 NL All-Star team. Named to the squad on July 4th, Miller carries an ERA reported between 0.78 and 0.98, depending on the source, 22 saves with zero blown saves, and a strikeout rate of 50% of batters faced, a historically dominant closer season. The All-Star Game is July 14th on Fox at 8 p.m. Eastern from Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Miller is the first Padre to serve as the team's lone All-Star representative since Kirby Yates in 2019. The unanimous City Council vote creating the Affordable Housing Preservation Fund deserves scrutiny alongside its celebration. At $8.5 million against a projected pipeline of more than 13,000 at-risk units, the fund amounts to less than $1,000 per unit if spread evenly. Far short of the acquisition and renovation costs, in a market where multifamily properties command premium prices. Key indicators to watch: the Housing Commission's first acquisition under the fund, the per-unit cost relative to market rate, and whether the fund receives recurring appropriations in subsequent city budgets or quietly fades after this initial seed.